I apologize to all my listeners that I have been absent for so many weeks. I have been like super, super busy. I manage like 6 social media accounts. They're all my own, of course. And it sort of distracts me a lot. But to keep you guys up to date, sorry about the deep breaths. The relief bill is now with the Senate. And we also know the Senate is going to make a lot of modifications to this bill. Republican Senator Paul Grossman, I can't even say his name, is proposing an idea to increase the stimulus checks to $10,000, but I bet you there's going to be a catch. And the catch probably is going to be something along the lines of income cap restrictions or other type of things. But if you stick with me, I'll tell you more about some of his ideas to be stricken to help out with this idea. But we also know Donald Trump gave his keynote speech at CPAC on Sunday. This was his first major speech since leaving office in January 20th. Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy says that he would bet his house that in the 2022 elections that the Senate and the House will be Republican controlled yet again. And the health industry and Dr. Fauci are promoting the one-dose vaccine from Johnson & Johnson. They're doing this because people are hesitant to take it because it is much less effective than the ones from Pfizer or Moderna. And we have just passed the peak of the flu season, and the flu has virtually disappeared. The IRS has still processed 6 million, hasn't processed 6 million tax returns from last year. A 7-year-old girl from Alabama is selling lemonade to pay for her own brain surgery. And I wish her luck on that one. Know that the Senate has the bill and there will be a lot of modifications to it. And on Thursday, there will be the Votorama session, just like the one that was held in the House of Representatives. This Votorama is where the senators can add to the bill and they will vote on it. And just remember that this $1.9 trillion package is Biden's baby. And he was very pleased to hear that the House passed this bill. Biden said, if we act now, we can get ahead of this virus. We can finally get our economy moving forward again. The Republican politicians were not too thrilled with that. Democrat Senator Chris Coons said that they tried to work with the Republicans, but all their efforts were inadequate. All their offers were inadequate as well. Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown said that the relief bill has the support of both parties because the people support it. Republican Senator Rob Portman said the American people only support the stimulus check, but they are overlooking the other items in the bill that aren't relevant to COVID-19. And he's right about that. There's a few things in there that I do not like because they do not relate to the American people in our pandemic. And I'll get into that in probably later broadcast. And Republican Senator Paul Grossman, like I said, he presented an amendment that offers a $10,000 stimulus check. His proposal slashes 10 items from the relief bill, including foreign aid, funding for arts, and funding for the boost of confidence in the vaccine. And instead of giving people, and this will basically instantly give people $10,000 stimulus checks if it is approved by both Democrats and Republicans. And his reason why he wants to do this is because he says people need help with car payments, mortgage, rent, and other necessities of life. And I gotta say this, he's actually right, we do. So I'm sure there's a lot of people behind on their car payments. And then he wants to give to the people, not the corporations, not the billionaires, because they don't need this money to survive. And the House of Representatives, not a single Republican voted yes to the relief bill. And it is also expected that not a single Republican senator will vote yes on this bill either. So if the Republicans can convince the Democrats to change their minds on the bill, then the Republicans can actually get the bill modified to maybe something they might like. And we'll see what happens as far as that goes. But until next time, you guys have a wonderful evening. I'll broadcast again to you next time I actually can. Hopefully, it'll be pretty soon. Hopefully, within the next 2 days. But like I said, until next time, you guys have a wonderful evening. And I'll broadcast you to you later. Bye.